Work on site began fully in May 2004. Peter Stewart recalls.
The major task was building access roads so that we could get down to the shoreline so we can actually start building this structure. And it also takes the workforce away from the danger areas, because the one thing that's paramount in this site is safety, and just getting everybody in a safe environment was primary to us.
We've had to bring in excess of 25,000 tonnes of rock in order to build our accessway down to the water from the original road alignment. That road in itself is about 5 or 6 metres wide. It's going to take a lot of heavy construction planned over quite an extended period. It's subject to weather. We've had the issue of the ocean. The ocean levels haven't been too extreme, but there's one or two days last week where it was breaking over the top in quite spectacular fashion.
Steve Montgomery is a site supervisor on the Lawrence Hargrave Drive project.
There was a really big swell the weekend before Easter. That did a lot of damage to our temporary roads, which means we have restricted access until we get excavators to clean them up. Early May we had another one, which was very, very big seas that caused us a bit of grief. I had to relocate the workers. They just couldn't go down there. You know, the waves breaking onto and over the rock wall, 10, 12 metres.
Tony Wood is General Superintendent on site.
It's very, very narrow gutted site. It was always going to be a logistical nightmare. Because of the nature of the terrain and the geography of the job, our biggest challenge is getting gear to the front, like getting all your equipment up to the work face. The key is to get everything coordinated and just in time so we can proceed with the gear, and all the guys don't get held up because they haven't got gear.
Were you worried about the safety of your workers because of rock falls that happened there?
Every day. We've identified a few potential dangerous areas that certainly are a no-go area for the guys. Even as recently as this morning, there was a rock had come down onto the road, possibly caused by this heavy rain early this morning. So, yeah, it's a live site. There's no doubt. We certainly realise while we're there. I have seen some fairly large falls come down into the catch pits up on what we call MCA5. And, if those catch ditches weren't there, that certainly would have caused some damage.
How big was the rock this morning?
Well, it was hard to tell. It had fragmented, but I would imagine it was probably about the size of a small coffee table.
For a project of this size to be successful, the skills of many categories of engineers, supervisors and workers were brought together. Steve Montgomery explains his role on the team.
For the supervisor, most are carpenter background, and the basic thing is being able to read a plan. If you can read a plan, you can virtually build anything, and we're the ones that take it from plan to reality. With the supervisor, probably the biggest skill you need is people skills. You've got to make the men work together, because they're not there for a popularity competition. Some guys don't give a damn who they annoy, whatever, but they're a good worker. Other guys are too friendly and happy and chatty. They don't get anything done. So it's trying to manage all the workers, get the best out of the workers. And that's probably the biggest need of a supervisor, is being able to manage his work crew. The classic saying we've got on site is it's not rocket science. You know, they've been building bridges forever. It's a matter of managing our environment, and also managing the design and making sure that it all gets done as quickly as possible without breaking everyone's back.
Is it necessary to be a creative thinker in this kind of game?
Oh, yes, you must. If you can't lateral think, you can't be a supervisor. You think, you can plan something's going to happen. You can spend weeks, or engineers can spend on paper saying how something's going to work, and it just doesn't work. It just physically doesn't fit. The line could have been on the wrong side of another line. And you've got to basically think how to solve the problem there and then with what you have around you.